June 2007, Section 2, Question 24. Now, with this question, we are looking for the reasoning conforming to which one of the following propositions. So, essentially, what they're going to do is they're going to give us an argument or a sort of set of reasoning, and then we have to create a principle or a proposition, generally in terms of a large if-then statement, where we have our evidence matching the if and the conclusion matching the then. Those are our steps on this type for this particular question type. It says, car companies solicit consumer information on such human factors as whether a seat is comfortable or whether a set of controls is easy to use. So they solicit consumer information on human factors, comfort, and ease of use. However, designer interaction with consumers is superior to survey data. So designer interaction is better than survey data. The data may tell the engineer why a feature on last year's model was given a low rating, so it'll tell you why they didn't like it, or why it was given a low rating, but data will not explain how that feature needs to be changed in order to receive a higher rating. So it won't tell you how to fix it. So basically, the conclusion of the argument, or the overall point of it, is to say designer interaction with consumers is superior to survey data. And the evidence is, data can tell you what's wrong, but it won't tell you how to fix it, whereas, and that's kind of the principle at work here. So we need something that says, well, if it doesn't tell you how to fix it, then it's not as good as something that could help. So A, getting consumer input for design modification can contribute to successful product design. Well, maybe. That could be something that's being illustrated here. We are looking for consumer input on modifications can contribute to successful product design. Yeah, that seems pretty good. B, car companies traditionally conduct extensive post-market surveys. Well, that's not really the principle or the proposition that's being illustrated here. Designers aim to create features that will appeal to specific market niches. No, that's not really the point. The point is we want consumer feedback in order to know how to fix things. A car will have unappealing features if consumers are not consulted during the its design phase stage. Well, this isn't, they're really kind of saying that they want it to know how to fix something after they've tried it. And it's not about that it will have unappealing features, it's about how to fix something and which is the better method. Consumer input affects external rather than internal design components of cars. No, we really are actually getting more stuff about the internal design than the external. And so therefore, answer choice A is going to be our best response.